The pasuk says regarding Bilam's intention to curse Klal Yisrael, Me'ekov le'kov akel, how could I curse if Hashem didn't curse? Ma'ezem le'zoam Hashem, and how could I cause that Hashem should want to get angry at Klal Yisrael if le'zoam Hashem, if clearly Hashem did not want to get angry at Klal Yisrael? And Rashi quotes the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, V'yadeya das Elyon, Bilam was able to determine the exact moment in the day where Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And that's what the Pasuk says in Micha, Ami, Zechona Mayotz Bilak, Balak Melech Moiv, remember what Balak Melech Moiv's plan was, or Ma'ono Oysoi Balam Ben Ba'or Ben Ashitim, and how Bilam Ben Ba'or Ben Ashitim responded, Vara Gilgal, Mandas Tzitzkus Hashem, we realize how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us. Says the Gemara, Maila Mandas Tzitzkus Hashem, where do we see the wonderful charity of Hashem? Says the Gemara, Amalai HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Do no kama tzedakos esisi mochem, remember how much charity I did with you. Shloi ka'asti kolos yomim b'mei Bilam HaRosha, I did not get upset all of those days of Bilam HaRosha. Shemalei ka'asti kol oisin hayomim l'nishtayim esoneim shel Yisrael, had I gotten angry, there would be no remnant of Klal Yisrael. Hainu dekamalei bilak Bilam l'balak ma'ekoiv l'kovel keil. Atosis asked the question in Masechta Brachos Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says that the moment, the time, the amount of time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at Klal Yisrael is a fraction of a second. And asked Tosfos, what could have Bilam already said in that moment, in that brief moment? So Tosfos gives two terutzim. One terutz Tosfos suggests is that he could have said the word kalim, destroy them. It takes a fraction to say that word. Another terutz that Tosfos suggests is that once he would have begun saying whatever he had intention to say, even though it would now go past that brief moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset, once you start, then it continues. Tosfos is teaching us an incredibly important lesson. It's how we start. Bilam wanted to start with a second of saying something bad. And then once he would have spent that second saying something bad, it could have continued. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did chesed, he didn't let that happen. Bilam says, Hein am kalavi yokum. Klal Yisrael is the nation that gets up like a young lion. And Rashi explains, Kshem oinda mishnosom, when they get up in the morning, Hein kishachris, Hein miskabim kalavi kari, they get up like a powerful lion, l'hoisev, l'achtoiv, v'samitzvus, to immediately do mitzvus, l'lbash talis, to put on a talis, likra krishma, to say krishma l'nir tefillin. We see that Bilam said that what saves Klal Yisrael, the fact that they get up in a moment and they jump to do the right thing. Bilam is the lesson. Bilam taught us an incredibly important lesson. He taught us the lesson of what we, how we establish ourselves, way we work, the way we go, that will determine whom we are. If we get up, Hein am kalavi yokum, if we get up with a roar like a lion to do avodas Hashem, then the rest of the day and the rest of our lives will be infused with kedusha. And chas v'shalom, if we want to use the first moment as Bilam tried to do something bad, that will be the springboard, and the continuation of that is to do something wrong. There are two Gemaras that speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting angry. Tanim v'shmed v'meya, b'shor shacham zarachas, when the sun comes out, kol malchim mizrach umariv, menichin kisreim b'rasheim, the sun comes up and the kings of the world put on their crowns, u'mishtachvim l'chama, they bow down to the sun, Miyad Kais HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately gets angry. The Gemara in Berachos Vav Amud Beis also says,
Amr Rabbi Yochanan b'shor shakadosh baruch hu ba beis haknesses. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to shul in the morning, v'loy ba as v'loy matzah ba asara, and he doesn't find the minion miyad who kaius, he also gets angry. Shnema ma'abdua ba'asi v'einish karasi v'ein einam. These two places are the two places where the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. What is the common denominator of these two Gemaras? The common denominator of these two Gemaras is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at how we start our day, how we establish our life. If the Malchim Mizrach Amariv established their day with bowing down to the Avodah Zarah, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. If Klal Yisrael doesn't begin its day by being in the Beis HaKnesses to learn to daven, Miyad Kais HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. For us, to be zoiche to the Rotzen Hashem is to learn the lesson of Hein Am Kalavi Yakum, that we get up and our thoughts and our plans are to be Oivdei Hashem. And then whatever happens in the rest of the day will be established according to the way that day began. The Rashi says that Vim Timer, and if one will ask, but Nei Ma Hishra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chinasai Aloi V'Kechavim Rasha, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make Bilam into a Navi? Bilam, as we see in our Pasha, was a terrible Rasha. So Rashi says, that the nations of the world should not be able to have a rationalization. Ilo ha'yulonu neviim, had we had great neviim like Bilam, Chazanu l'mutav, we would be doing the right thing. Hem milam neviim, so he established for them neviim like Bilam, and look what happened, they purtsu gidra olam. And the Sefer Lev Aaron asks an obvious question. He says, is there any parity between Bilam ha'rosha and Moshe Rabbeinu, that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu could satisfy Dumas HaOlam is by telling them, I gave you a Bilam. Is Bilam a comparison to Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Lev Aaron explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Bilam Chachma and he gave Moshe Rabbeinu Chachma. But the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chachma that Moshe Rabbeinu received, didn't just make him into a smarter man. Didn't make him into a more knowledgeable man. What the Torah does is the Torah changes the person. The Torah changes the person into being a greater person. B'chabesi nemanhu, when the Torah says regarding Moshe, that b'chabesi nemanhu, when the Torah says about Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ish Moshe ona mi'oid mikola adam asher p'nei adama, Moshe Rabbeinu, and no one is born b'chabesi nemanhu. You're born and you work on yourself. So Bilam was indeed a chacham. As we've said, Yodea das Elyon, the pasuk says about Bilam. But although Bilam was a Yodea das Elyon, it didn't change who Bilam was. Bilam was a Rasha. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah changed him into a different person. There's a great individual who once did a terrible Aveira. This brilliant person, they asked him, at the moment you did the Aveira, how could you, such a brilliant person, do such an Aveira? He said, when I did this terrible act, I wasn't brilliant. But the Torah makes us different every moment of the day. And that's what the Chazal teach us. Amalach, Yoimalach Adam, if somebody will tell you, Chochm Begoyim, that there's great wisdom by the nations of the world, Tamin. Torah Bagoyim Al Tamin. Yes, Bilam was a very wise person. He was a great person. But that greatness in intelligence and his greatness in knowledge didn't make him different. When we start the day with Torah, when we establish that we're going to connect ourselves to that way of life, it doesn't just make us smarter. It doesn't just make us more knowledgeable. It makes us different. It makes us better. And the pasuk says, "Yizol mayim midelyoy v'zara b'mayim rabim v'yara magag malka v'tenosei melchusoy." And the medrash says, "Amar of Abba b'kahana loy amdim philosophim ba'olam. There were no greater wise men in the world. Kibilim b'ba'or u'kivinoyim And all the nations of the world came to Bilam and said to him, Amalai, Tamish ana yichayim lezdavik le'om hazeh, is the way that we could prevail over Klal Yisrael. Amalahem, and he told them, L'chu v'chizra abatik nesiyas v'abatim in Rosh Hashalem, go to their shuls. V'matzos Hashem t'naikis mitzavtsim b'kayim, you'll find young children learning Torah. Ain't atam yichayim lezdavik le'om. There's no way you will be able to prevail over Klal Yisrael. Shekach hifticham aviyev amalahem. Their father told him, "Akol kol Yaakov." This man shekol loisha Yaakov motzi bebatik nesuyos or bebatim midrashos. Ain eidaim yidei esav shalatz bem. No one can touch us. No one can harm us if our young children are learning Torah. Says the Bava Rebbe. That's exactly what this pasuk teaches us. Yizam mayim medalyoi. As we know, Chazal say, "Ein mayim ela Torah." Yizam mayim medalyoi. If we are pouring forth Torah, and let's pay attention to the words of the Medrash. The Medrash says specifically to young children, if we take the young children who from a young age are attached to Torah, we establish their lives, the lives of our children, to be lives of Torah, then at that point, v'zaroi b'mayim rabim, if we infuse in our zaroi, we infuse in our young children the mayim rabim of Torah, then at that point, V'yorim Agag Malkoi. Agag is Amalek, the arch enemy of Klal Yisrael. V'yorim Agag Malkoi. We will be able to prevail over Agag. And we will be able to be Zoicha to Mashiach. And says, this is the nation of Hashem. This is the nation that has its priorities correct. And that is how we are Zoicha to V'yorim Agag Malkoi to have Yeshua Hashem B'meheirah.